This is Tinu Abayomi Paul again from AskTinu.com. Today's question, what are the basic things I need to get started with SEO? SEO being search engine optimization, which is the process by which you prepare your site to be indexed and hopefully ranked the way you would like it to by the search engines. I believe there are 7 things, and I'll name them in a list and then we can go back and do a little bit of detail. You need a philosophy. You need a profile of your perfect customer. You need a strategy. You need tools, labor, and then 3 types of research: keyword research, link research, and content research. So what are all these things and how do you get them? First, you need a philosophy. There are people who are willing to do anything to get top rankings even if they only last for a little while. They typically refer to these people as black hat SEOs. This is going to be a 5-minute recording, so I'm not going to try to waste my time explaining the effectiveness or not effectiveness or morality of each method. I'm just going to try to give you the bare bones facts, and we'll come back to that question another day. You can pick black hat SEO. I recommend against it, but I would say if it was a site that you didn't care about, or if you weren't building a business and you were just trying to maybe get one page ranked for one day, like Cyber Monday or something like that, and if black hat works morally, ethically, and business building wise, I'd advise against it, but it is something that that one could resort to. I only say that because there's a very gray and wide line separating black hat SEO from what's called white hat SEO, which is the search practices by the search engine optimization specialists who follow Google's every rule and or Bing's every rule and do exactly what is within the guidelines to get a site ranked. I personally believe that's really that all that you have to do, but my company has a really sophisticated method of dealing with search engine optimization, and it's really not according to the traditional style of SEO, but it's also not black hat. And also I realized that there are some white hat SEOs who suddenly find themselves on the black hat side just because Google changes the rules. So I try not to be judgmental. So that's the first thing. It's an important thing because once you pick your philosophy, everything else springs from that. The second thing, create a picture of your perfect customer, because that picture has to tell you what they want, and you can't pick your keywords without knowing what they want. That's what your keyword research is going to grow out of. That's what your linking research will partially grow out of, because you'll want to get links from places or to places where they're already reading, where they already are. And it also has to do with your content research, because you're going to want to write into that conversation or create content that goes into that conversation that's already exists. So that leaves us with our last 3 things: strategy, tools, and labor. Once you've picked your philosophy, whoever the person is or company is that you decide to follow their philosophy, they're probably going to tell you what kind of tools that you need. At minimum, you need something to help you research keywords, examine your site, and compare it to your competitors, as well as probably need another tool to find help you find links. You're going to need labor. Are you going to do it in-house or are you going to hire someone? That's the basic question. And strategy. You need to think about your strategy. What are you trying to achieve? Always start there. What are your goals? Work backward from your goals. So there you have it. Research, well, research meaning keyword research, link research, content research, a philosophy, a profile of your perfect customer, tools, and labor, so, and strategy. So that's all 7. And we'll see you again next time.